Welcome to Shom Achshava and the Daf, your sponsor, Lunishma Asabi HaKashom, Le'avas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra, Odafa, and Dalid. In the middle of the Agatas of Rav Bachano, we reach now Maimer Tesvov, the 15th Maimer. Now here, all the Ma'amarim were going in the Sefer Nechus Yomo, the Shurim Rav Moshe appears itself. But in this Maimer, Rav Moshe went to explain a little different point regarding who is the Ishmaeli who's showing the Rabbi Bachan different things. What is the definition of Ishmaeli? So we'll use over here the last beer of the Vilna Goyen in these Mamorim. The Vilna Goyen has a beer on the Mamorim of Rabbi Bachano, but they cover only six Mamorim. The first five that we mentioned in the previous daf, and the sixth one that he covers is this Mamor over here, Mamor Tezvov. So we'll learn this Gemara based on the beer of the Groh, even though we don't have the Shiur Ramoisha to explain to us well. Says the Gemara, Omer Li, the Ishmaeli, tells Rabbi Bachano, To'ach v'loch heched nashki aro v'rekiro ha'adadi. Let me show you where Shemayim v'oritz connect together. Adds the Agor Sabach Azli, I went over there. V'chazoi do'ovid kavi kavi. I went over there in the Mokom Chibush Shemayim v'oritz, and I see that it's made out of many windows. Shakoto l'siltoi, I took my basket, et nachto b'kavto d'rekiro, I put it in the window of Shemayim. Adi matzlino ba'isov le'ishkachto. As I was davening, and I davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then I was looking for this basket, and I couldn't find it anymore. Amin alei, I told Ishmaeli, ika ganvi acho. Is there some thieves? Amalei, I galgal derekiyahu dehodor. This is the galgal of Shemayim that goes back. It's turning around. Not ad lemachor acho mashkachat lo. If you wait till tomorrow, this galgal will come back and you'll see your basket. In other words, there's a galgal, there's a wheel that's turning around throughout the day. And when you get back here tomorrow, you will have your basket. So what is this meaning of this maim? Explains the Vilna Goyen. Again, the last maim of the Vilna Goyen explains. What does it mean that we're coming to show you? So the Goyen goes into his mahalach. We're talking here about the koiches of the Yetzirah. What is the Yetzirah trying to convince an Adam to do? Trying to tell him, you could be learning Torah and you could be working. You could do both. Torah gdulu b'mokam echot. So let me show you mokam where you have the connection of Shemayim v'Oretz. Meaning Shemayim Torah, Oretz is parnosa. You'll do both and you'll be fine. You can do both together. In other words, it means stop learning Torah the whole time. Leave the Torah and I'll show you how you do both together. And as the Goyen explains, the Yetzirah comes to someone learning Torah and says, stop learning. He's not going to listen to it. He tells him, you should know. I want to give you the combination of both. So he goes with him. And he realized there that a person who works for Parnaso, says the Vilna Goyen, really Parnaso curse of Shemayim. So the fact that a person will leave Torah instead of learning what he could, when he can learn and go to work, that will not bring him more Parnaso. Because Parnaso really comes from Shemayim. When he brings the Psukim, Talte Shemayim Pesach, Kadosh Baruch Hu opens the doors of Shemayim. Yiftach Hashem Lechot Atzori HaToi Vez HaShemayim Atel Metan HaTzachot BeItoi Ulevorech Kol Masei Odecho. And then he brings what we dive in Yom Kippur, Shari Shemayim Pesach V'Ritzoch HaToi V'Tiftach. There is the windows, there is the Rekia has full of windows, meaning there is Pesachim, there is openings, where the Shef of Kadosh Baruch Hu comes down to this world, and that's where the Mezonos come from. So in other words, when he came to be mizboinu in that, he saw that really the parnasa is not what the Adam does, but it comes away from Shemayim. So then what did he do? He put his basket and he went to David. So explains the Vilna Goyen, what does that mean? It's based on the Gemara and Nido Dafayin, Shalosh Abishua Mayase Adam Is Asher. What should a person do to become rich? So he says, Omelem Yarbe Beschoiro V'Yiseiten B'Emuna. He should be Mar Beschoiro and do it right, really. Many of you tried to do business and they weren't successful. So there's two things the Gemara Nida tells us to do. A person has to work and daven. That's what he did. He has the basket. The basket is his ishtablus for mezonos, and he davens. He's doing these two ishtablus a person should do for parnasa. Then he's looking for the basket. I mean, he's looking for his parnasa, zok the goyin, and he can't find it. So he tells the Ishmaeli, where is my basket? Where is the food? I did my ishtablus. What am I supposed to do? So he tells him, the Ishmaeli, there's a galgal, there's a wheel in the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a galgal, a choizer, there's some people, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes him rich, then someone poor, and it changes around. Because he says, it's the mazel. Wait till tomorrow. What's wait till tomorrow? wait till Asid Lavoi. Schar mitzvah bayal maleko, wait till Asid Lavoi, where there you will get your reward. Which reward you will get? Ayem la'asoy so mocher lekaba schorim. You want your basket, yishtadlus lein toyro du mitzvahs. What you're going to get for your amal will be in Asid Lavoi. In this world is galgal choyze ba'ilum. That's how he explains the Vilna Goyen this mimer. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.